been looking for a new apartment for some time now. My current one is just too cramped, and I'm longing for more space and freedom. Finally, I find something that immediately fascinates me. I was enchanted from the very first viewing. Not only is the apartment spacious, it also has a balcony where I can already see you as my personal ashtray. The bathroom has a big bathtub, perfect for golden showers. The apartment exudes elegance. It suits me and my standards. I have been eagerly awaiting the day of the move. Today is finally the day. Of course you are by my side, my faithful slave. You load the first moving boxes into my car, and we set off. After a 40-minute drive, we are standing in front of my new dream apartment. My eyes shine with excitement, and I take a deep breath, filled with pure happiness. I grab my ladder bag and let you start carrying the boxes up to the second floor. You grab a box and trot behind me. As I'm about to open the front door, the moving box falls out of your hand. I shout at you angrily. Can't you do anything right, you useless idiot? I pray that nothing's broken. My loud scolding doesn't go unnoticed. The door next to my new apartment opens. An attractive man in his mid-30s. Wearing a green shirt and blue jeans steps out. He looks at me with interest, his eyes lingering on my overly wide cleavage and my large breasts. I continue to scold you and make you pick up the heavy box again before introducing myself to my new neighbor. Hi, I'm Ellie, and I guess I'm your new neighbor. What is your name? Without taking his eyes off my breasts, he mumbles. I'm Adrian. Who is this poor fellow? Is that your husband? You ask. No, that's my slave. Surprised, he lifts his gaze and looks into my eyes, fascinated.
Your slave?
Adrian asks curiously. Yes, look.
Slave. Step behind me and introduce yourself.
You want to put the box down?
Don't.
You follow my word and step behind me. He watches you spellbound. Looking down, you greet Adrian in a friendly manner. Hello, I'm Mally Slave. Pleased to meet you. His face shows a surprise that turns into a warm smile.
What do you do with a slave?
He asks curiously. I grin. Anything I want. I turn to you.
Slave, carry the box to my new apartment. You'll carry the rest up later.
I want to greet my neighbor in detail.
Get us good wine.
You know what I like.
And don't keep me waiting. You have 20 minutes.
With pleasure, mistress. You bring the box to my apartment and run up the stairs to get me some wine. I turn back to my new neighbor. If you ask me into your apartment, we can talk about it in more detail. I wink. I would also like to introduce myself to you in more detail. Because we will probably have a lot to do with each other when you are my new neighbor. Somewhat overwhelmed, but still welcome, Adrian holds the door to his apartment open for me.
Please come in.
I take off my high heels and enter his apartment with a graceful stride. He leads me into the living room. with an elegant swing. I sit down on the couch, crossing my legs. He sits down very close to me. Adrian's gaze lingers on me, fascinated. Stuttering, he asks me,
"How did this start with you, slave?"
Smiling, I reply, "Oh, he's one of my followers. He met online and then one thing led to another." He asks me a few more things about me, but also about my relationship with you. I look at Adrian. He really is very attractive. I bite my lip. Now it's my turn to ask questions. "You have a really nice apartment. Do you live here alone?"
"Oh yes, I'm single."
That's what I wanted to hear. The atmosphere between us is tingling. "Has it been a long time since a woman touched you, Adrian?"
"It's been a while, to be honest."
I walk towards Adrian. "Do you miss it?" He looks at me speechlessly and nods excitedly. I stroke his dark brown, full hair, look deep into his eyes, and kiss him passionately. I sit down on Adrian's lap and press myself against his cock. There's a knock at the door. You're here sooner than expected. I pull away from his lips and slide off Adrian's lap. He makes his way to the door and lets you in. "Do you have glasses?" I ask. Breathing heavily, Adrian confirms and describes where the glasses are. "Slave, you hear where they are. Pour us both a glass."
"Yes, mistress."
You follow my command and place the four glasses in front of us. I let you take a seat on the opposite chair and sit back down on Adrian's lap. Take a generous sip of the red wine and stroke Adrian's chest. Your eyes are fixed on the floor.
"I want you to watch us."
"Is that a problem for you?" I ask Adrian as I slide over his noticeably rustic. He stutters.
"No, no, it's not a problem."
You watch as I kiss Adrian passionately and rub myself against his cock. I interrupt the kiss briefly and pull Adrian's shirt over his head. An impressively muscular chest is revealed. He has an impressive body. I place his hand on my breasts and guide it under my bra. While I continue to press myself against his cock, I also feel my arousal and feel my pussy getting wet. I push my tongue between his lips and dig my nails into Adrian's back. I pull my tongue out of him and ask, "Would you like to take our conversation into the bedroom?" Adrian is happy to answer and smiles cheekily. My eyes wander to you.
"Come with me. I want you to watch us."
We make our way to his bedroom. I take one of the chairs and pull it to me. Opposite the bed, I place the chair. "Adrian, lie down on the bed and wait for me for a moment." I turn to you.
"Slave, undress and sit down with your legs apart."
You obey. I put my hand around your chin and whisper sharply to you. "I want you to watch me fuck Adrian." As I ride him out, as we fuck each other to orgasm, you touch yourself, but you must not come under any circumstance until I give you explicit permission.
"Yes, mistress."
you say, and start stroking yourself. I take my hand off your chin and turn back to Adrian. Thank you for waiting for me. I slip my black skirt off and pull off my shirt. You both stare at me and watch me excited as I open my bra and my big breast jump out. As I slowly push my panties off me and show my wet pussy, I gaze between my thick lips and moan. I push the cheese-covered finger into my mouth and lick it before crawling onto the bed. I make my way directly to Adrian's cock, spreading my legs wide open to give you a full view of my hot pussy. I want to tease you. I resolutely remove Adrian's jeans. I reveal a pair of tight-fitting black boxer shorts with a sparking hard cock. His cock is a really impressive size. I stroke the fabric of his underwear a few times before reaching into his shorts, feeling his bare skin and grasping his cock with a firm grip. I push the boxer shorts off him, free his cock, and stroke it tenderly. Adrian closes his eyes and enjoys my extensive treatment. I give you an intense look before I close my soft lips around Adrian's fake glands. My tongue plays with his glands. Adrian gasps, and I push his cock deeper into my mouth, coating his cock with my tongue and taking his cock all the way inside me. His fingers claw into the sheets, which is confirmation enough for me to push his cock deep into my mouth. Again and again, and slide my tongue over the base of his cock to his glands. I look at you, doesn't hide your excitement. Your cock has reached its full size. I spread my shiny wet lips with my hands while I take extensive care of Adrian's cock. The situation of being watched, having control over you, and taking care of someone else's cock at the same time brings me to the brink of madness. I passionately let my tongue dance over Adrian's cock once more before I take him out of my mouth. I crawl onto his body, position myself over his rock hard cock, look deep into his eyes, then into yours, and spread my lips. I greedily guide Adrian's glands into me and let all my weight fall on his big cock to push it all the way inside me. We all moan with excitement. Fuck! His cock feels so good inside me. I press myself tightly against his abdomen before I pull his cock almost completely out of me to push it all the way back inside me. Obsessed, I ride you. My luscious breasts shake wildly with my rhythmic movements. I hammer the cock into me while my juice runs out of me. I'm so filled up. I increase my speed. Again and again, I slap my body on his and impale myself. I can't take anymore. My legs tremble, and I let out a sharp cry. My cunt tenses up and wraps itself tightly around Adrian's cock, causing him to moan and shoot all his juice into me. I roll off Adrian and take a few breaths before spreading my legs and turning to you. Slave, lick me clean. I joyful, yes, mistress. And you bump from your chair to eagerly bury your face between my legs, licking over my cum and juice-soaked lips, cleaning me with your tongue. Your tongue greedily dips into my hole, sucking all the fluids out of me, causing me to produce even more juices. I completely leak. I take Adrian's hand and place it on my breasts, where he begins to knead them wildly and intensely. He pulls gently on my nipples. I have to moan. Your tongue deep inside me, Adrian's powerful hands. I grab your head and push you deep into my leaking cunt. Fuck! My legs shake, I moan, I come. And my juices squirt into your face. I catch myself briefly. Slave, sit down. I glide one of my fingers over Adrian's lubricated cock and look at you. Suck. You put your lips over my wet fingers while I pull on your small erected cock. I massage your balls roughly and look at you insistently. Do not stop. While you open-dientedly suck my finger, I take good care of your cock, stroking your glands up to your base and massaging your cock roughly. You suck my finger greedily. My grip becomes tighter. Come for me. I touch you and aim your cock at your upper body. You are already so aroused that you immediately squirt all your juices out of you and completely smutting yourself. Completely exhausted, I let myself fall back into bed and look at Adrian with a smile. I hope you were able to get a good insight into what a slave is good for. Here is to a good neighborhood.